Warren Moon. Welcome to the Savvy Investor. We're hanging out here in sunny LA for the Pump Brothers. How'd you meet the boys?
Man, I can't even remember how I met those guys. They're just so aggressive. It's no telling. They just
that's a common
came up
theme.
And
everybody.
They just came up and said, "Hey, we're the Pumps, and nice to meet you." You know, something like that. I forget where we were. I don't want to say it was at a Laker game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because you can't get away.
No.
There's no way. There's
you
no
can't.
Way.
I mean, I'm here right now because they threatened me.
That's about it. That's about it. So, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot to be said about the GOAT and Tom Brady, but I got to tell you, I mean, if you were playing in today's game where they protect the quarterback like they did, I mean, how many did you put in between the Oilers and the CFL? And I mean, you were in the league for about 15, 17 years?
23 total.
23 total.
Yeah.
Lots of yards, lots of games.
Long time, but yeah, the game is totally different today. There's no question about it. It's a more skilled game for the quarterbacks, and they're protected a lot better than we were, and the wide receivers the same way, so there's a lot more free flow between quarterback and receiver, and that's why you see these receivers getting paid the money they're getting paid now, because they're much more important to the offense now than, say, the running backs used to be.
Well, and they can't get beat up like the running backs.
No.
Right, much
and,
different.
And because the game has become a passing game, the receivers are just as important as a quarterback now.
So you spent 23 years on the field, the battlefield,
yeah,
and transitioning into the private life. What was that like for you?
I was pretty prepared for it. When you play that long, you have a lot of time to think about what you want to do when you're done. And I tried different things while I was playing. So it wasn't like, you know, I retired and said, okay, now what am I going to do? I tried commercial real estate. I did commentating. I did all kinds of things in the off season just to see what it was I wanted to do. And that's what I really fell into when I got done playing. I went into commentating and did the Seahawks broadcast for 15 years. And I worked with the Fox Network for college football. And so it was a great experience. I could still be around the game and talk about the game. I just couldn't play it anymore.
Right, right. So coming through the NFL, I mean, your contracts back in the day were not like the billion-dollar contracts they
no.
get today.
Not
so,
even close.
So giving these kids advice, are you able to do that? And what would be the advice you give them? Because short careers,
yeah,
most of them.
It's really hard to give these kids advice today, not so much because of the money that they make, but because of how they're insulated by so many different people. You know, they have all these entourages of people around them now who are telling them how great they are all the time, giving them all the advice that they think they need to hear, and a lot of yes people around them as well. So it's really hard for you to penetrate. I think they listen to what we have to say, whether it's myself or any other older player, but when you're being talked to constantly all day long, all week long by the same people telling you the same thing, that maybe that one thing that they got from me goes by the wayside. So,
right.
So you still try and give them advice when you can, and I try and give more advice about how to deal with success and being consistent, because that's what's going to keep you in this game a long time. What does it take to continue to keep having the same type of performance or better every year? Don't rest on your laurels, because a lot of guys do that. They feel like they've arrived when they sign that one big contract or when they finally make the Pro Bowl or something like that. Well, you want to make the Pro Bowl year after year after year after year. How do you do that? And those are the types of things I try and talk to them about. How do you stay consistent?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And keep goal setting.
As a financial planner, it's one of the things we talk about, the consistency to make it into and through retirement. The planning, and the consistency, that's the most important thing. So you just spent some time with family in Atlanta. We were talking a little bit about the food. So thinking back, you know, mom cooking you that meal growing up, grandma cooking that meal. What's the meal that still makes you salivate that you wish your mom or dad or mom or grandma would make for you now?
Well, I still have it, and I just had it before I got on the airplane to come back home from Atlanta. We had we had baked chicken, we had fried chicken, we had greens, we had macaroni and cheese, we had sweet potatoes, we had banana pudding. I mean, it's just one of those good old-fashioned, down-home, comfort meals that you just like to have on your stomach. You probably shouldn't be eating that, especially at my age right now, but you can't turn it down.
You look like you could still play. All right, so when they make the fried chicken, cast iron pan, what are they frying it in?
Cast iron.
Gotta have cast iron, right?
And lots of seasoning.
Lots of seasoning. Warren Moon, thank you so much. It's going to be great spending some time here with you at the Pump Foundation, the fundraiser and the gala they're doing tonight. It's going to be a great time. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be like a big reunion with all these great athletes.